Yeah, so the Gemara says, this Nilach Eish Kaina. No, I'm sorry, before that. Second line. And on the base. V'nisnei hosam ha'ish kaina. We already went through Kichim is the Echoin that the Mishnah by us wants to say Kesef, so it uses a Lashon of Kinyan. Okay, so why not carry through and just use a Lashon of Kinyan all consistently? Why does the Mishnah later on use a different Lashon of Ha'ish Makadosh? So the Gemara answer is, May Kar Tani Lishna Derai, Silva Seif Tani Lishna Deravana. May Lishna Deravana, and also Lakuli Alma Kehekdash. In Lashon Torah, Kiddushin is called Kicha. Kicha is a Lashon of Kinyan. It occurs to me now, it's just a harim shah. We went through the more in the bottom of the Mar'alef, so the more says, V'kicha ikri kinyin. So I thought it's machlekes Rashi and Tosis, we spoke about this. I thought it's machlekes Rashi and Tosis, what that means, kicha ikri kinyin. Rashi sounds like Lashon kicha is a Lashon of kinyin. That's Lashon Rashi. The kicha Lashon kinyin. Kicha is a synonym for a kinyin. I thought in Tosis is mashma that that's not the pshat in the Mar'alef. Not that kicha is a synonym for kinyan. The mice of Steyefrain, the kicha that happened in Steyefrain was called the kinyan, and since we learned out kesef of kiddushin from kesef of Steyefrain, so therefore kesef of kiddushin is also called kinyan. But not necessarily that kicha is a synonym for kinyan. However, this gemara right now is mashma like Rashi. Because the Gemara says the reason why the Mishnah by us uses a Lashon of Kinyan is because it's Lashon, it's Lishna Deraisa. It's the language of the Torah to talk about Kinyan. The language of the Torah to talk about Kinyan by Kiddushin. The language of the Torah is to talk about Kicha. Lashon Torah is Kicha, not Kinyan. Yeah, by Steyefrin it says Kinyan, but we're not dealing here with Steyefrin, we're dealing with Kiddushin. So you could say this Xerah Shava, that Kinyan, this Xerah Shava. There's a Xerah Shava that tells me that you could call Kiddushin a Kinyan. But it says Lashon Torah. Mekor Tana Lishna Deraisa. The Gemara wants to use Lashon Torah. Torah itself doesn't use the word Kinyan when it talks about Kiddushin. There's a Xerah Shava that you could if you wanted to, but it's not the Torah did. That's. If you're Rashi, I think it's better. Kicha is a synonym for Kinyan. So if the Torah said Kiyikap, that means the Torah is not using the Lashon of Kinyan, because Kicha and Kinyan are synonyms. Whereas Kiddushin is not a synonym. Kiddushin has a different sense. Okay. Anyway, says the Gemara, "Mekar Tani Lishna Deraisa Ulevasayif Tani Lishna Derabanan." But list the Lashon Derabanan of Kiddushin is Kiddushin Lishna Derabanan. My Lishna Derabanan. Why did the Rabbanan call Kicha Kiddushin? What does Kiddushin even mean? It's not a Lashon of Kinyan. Says the Gemara, "The Osla Kuli Almeke Hektish." It's a Lashon of Hektish. The Osla Kuli. It's like Hektish. Person is makdish something, so it becomes also l'kuli alma. So when it's mekadosh and isha, she becomes also l'kuli alma. So therefore, Chazal, in Lashon Chazal, they said that kiddushin is a lashon of. They use kiddushin as an expression of the word kiddushin as an expression of kicha. Let's see Tosis. Says Tosis, also l'kuli alma kehekdish. V'harei at mekudeshes li. This is bothers. What's the leap? So you say, "Reat mikudeshes." You also have kuli alma kehektish. So what's the lashon of leap? Kolayma liyos li mikudeshes la'olam b'shvili. That reat mikudeshes li means that the issur le'alma is an account of me. K'mo reat mikudeshim la'shamayim doesn't mean it's also to the shamayim. It means liyos la'shamayim and therefore to be also the kuli alma. Then Tosis goes on and says, "Pshat hashul milso." Mekudeshesli means miyuchedesli and muzumenesli. That's the pasuk. That's the pshat. Pastor the milsa. That's okay. What Tosis wants? Pastor the milsa. Why does he need a pastor the milsa? What's wrong with the gemara? The gemara says kedushin lachen het lashon hektish. Mekudeshim lo shemayim. So what do you need extra? By hektish. Lashon hektish. Kedush lashem. So she's Kodesh to him, she's also Kuli Alma. Well, why does Tosis have to add It's not happening to Gemara. So what does Taisa want of it? What's this pshat passage the milsa? Then Taisa goes on and says, "Umiu, imayoyim etalazu mekudeshli, einir shiyoyim." What if he said talazu mekudeshli? He said that doesn't work. Now that's the thing with the taste of here. Film that somebody saying talazu mekudeshli because he's buying the talus, or because he's being madir the talus lukulei alma. That's a clear. What's the need? A lot of achayim understand Taisa about a kinyan. He's buying a talus and he says, Hare, talazem akudishli. I thought in Taisa's Tuch, it's mashma that it's talking about a neder. Taisa's Tuch is meshubish, I believe. And so, not so clear entirely what he's saying. I have it here. But he says like this. Taisa says, why doesn't it work, Taka? Why does talazem akudishli not work? We'll talk in a second what this means. But he says, Taisa says, the reason why the lashon of talazem akudishli doesn't work is because but by the talus, you can't say that with the talus being misyachet to him, it becomes also lakhel. Whatever the pshat that is, we're going to come back to the Taisus and just try to unravel it in a second. But the Taisus Tuch says another reason, besides this reason, which he also brings, he says another reason why he thinks that this lashon of talazem akudishli doesn't work. So says the Taisus Tuch just a different edition of Taisus. Taisus went through many, there's many different versions of Taisus. Taisus HaRosh was from the Beis Medrash to the Rosh. The Taisus that they used in the Beis Medrash to the Rosh. Taisus Tuch is from the town of Tuch. There were Valiat Taisus over there. They edited a version of Taisus. Many of some Masechlis that printed Taisus Tuch. So there's just different editions of Taisus, and they're all similar to each other. And very often they could shed light one on the other. There's different editors, different places where the Taisus. There was this mass, this corpus of Taisus. And I'm sure you can take a course somewhere here about it. And it's probably worth doing. Anyway, that's Taisus Tuch. So Taisus Tuch says. First, one of the things I would have liked to have done when I was young, but yeah, it's a list. Here we go. Yeah, im omer talis zu a kikar ze mekudeshli, a near shitei mekudeshes loy. That samazay doesn't make any. I think that's mishubish. If he said talazum akudishli, he doesn't think that it's mekudesh to him. Mm-hmm. Okay, something's. Okay, yeah, okay, fine, you know. Anyway, but he says, why not? The vadai akdishinu. The lad lehateraba. Gibbelav hochi hori shorle meikar. El Apshita, the lesser olav also. Okay, the language is hard to piece together, and I don't believe that there's I think there's something wrong in the text. But basically what he's saying is that Harei Talazem Akudishli would be mashma that he's being matir the talis to himself. That part of what he's saying is that the talis is mutter to me. If it would be analogous to Isha, by Isha, she's mutter to him, and also Kuliyama. So if Talazem Akudishli worked, then he would be saying, this talus is mutter to me. But the talus was mutter to him before he said anything also. So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't. This lashon doesn't make any sense. By Isha, he's mutter her to himself. And I guess before she was also she's mutter to herself. And thereby ostering her to everything, everybody else. By a talus, that lashon doesn't make sense because the talus is mutter all along. Now, if we're talking about buying a talus, And the sense is that, you know, I'm being miyachad the talus for me, and therefore nobody else is allowed to steal it. So he is doing something for himself. He's acquiring the talus for himself. Before, he was not allowed to steal it because it belonged to somebody else. And now he's acquiring it for himself and answering it to everybody else. So you can say maybe for other reasons the lashon is not appropriate, but this argument that he was mutter in it all along doesn't seem to make any sense. I think the mashmois is that I think it's mashmois and Taisa Tuch, they were talking about a neder. He's saying that talazem akudishli, that it should be also kuliyama because I'm asking it. And he said it's not a good lashon neder because the mashmais is The talis was mutter to him all along. So he's being matter the talis for himself, and therefore it's also b'kul yalma. The talis was all along mutter to him. Before he took the neder, the talis was mutter to everybody. Now he's taking the neder, so he's asking it to everybody else, but he's not adding any tosefes etta to himself. He's not doing anything positive towards himself. So therefore, besides the reason the Taisus gives, which he also goes on to give, he doesn't think it's an appropriate lashon. A kapanim, the point that I wanted to bring out, I think from the Taisus Tuchus Masma, that we're talking about a case of neder. And we're going back to Taisus. So we have here a cryptic Taisus. Number one, it's not so clear what Taisus wants with the pshat or the nusa. What is Taisus being myself in the Gemara? The Gemara has a pshat, an etymology. The osla kulyama kehetish. Taisus adds, no, but the pshat or the nusa means something else. What is it? Taisus the maskil is not happy with the etymologies of the Gemara. What does he want? And then, what's this extra thing? Taisus says, but if he says talisum akudash li, ainir shiyoyo. That doesn't work. He says, why not? The Gabay Isha by Meshem is Yachedes Lias Loi, he Neseres Lakel. With that she's being Mesiachet to him, she becomes also to everybody else. But by the Kikir and the Talis, was Shayach Lamemer Hofi. So, if you look at Taisus HaRosh, look at Taisus HaRosh, the Shmos in Taisus HaRosh is that, take a look. You have the Ezbahadu Gemara in the back. I have a paper that's sitting there somewhere. You wouldn't say it's usur kehektish lakayl liyazli. The gavka gabi kiddush ishu dami nachi. The bamesh misyachedis liyazloi neseres alakayl. Mashman Taisa Rosh, that he's saying like this. If we only had the Gemara, and we didn't have the Peshat, the Pasha, the Milsa, the Taisa's injected over here, and Mekudish just meant the Osula Kulyama Kehetish, then that Lashon would in fact make sense by Atalus as well. Because by Atalus also you could say that it's Osula Kulyama, Liyazli. Atalus said that Lashon also makes sense. So, you have to know, what is he talking about? Is he talking about Nether? Is he talking about Kenyan? He's talking about Kenyan. I guess the Lashon makes sense. The Osula Kulyama, I'm asking the Talis Akulyama, Liyosli. It's my Talis, and therefore nobody else could take it without my permission. He's talking about a Nether. So, now, how would be Mashma Lashon of Nether? He's asking the Talis Akulyama with a Nether. Liyosli. The Liyosli, it's hard a little bit to understand. What's the Liyosli? I think in Taisus Hatuch, just put away. Taisus had a lesson. Taisus at the very beginning, he said, "Harayat mekudeshes lekolayim liyasli mekudeshes la'ilim b'shvili." B'shvili does make sense by that. The talis is also lekolayim b'shvili because I asked it. Because of my neder, the talis becomes also lekolayim. So maybe that's what Taisus Rosh means. Maybe that's what Taisus means. The lesson of talis mekudeshli in the Gemara's terms Again, what it says in Tosfos Rosh, Chayos Pshat Tosfos as well, then in the Gemara's terms, Talis and Mekudesh does make sense. Because it's also the Kulyam Mekhekdesh makes sense by a Talis as well. So again, that's Mischalik. How are we understanding the case? If we're understanding the case as a case of buying a Talis, so we'll have to understand it. I'm asking the Talis to take without my permission, Leoi Sli, because now I'm the buyer. If we understand that we're talking about a Neder, so there, if we assume the Tais is talking about a Neder, so Tais will mean that a Talis, the Lashon, the Gemara's etymology makes sense by a Talis too, because he's asking the Talis at Kulyamla, Bishvili, because of my Neder. But Tais says, but ain't near a Sheyoyel, said the Tais Rosh, because it doesn't work in the Pasha of the Milson. And like ain't mikri yotzim lepshutoi, the lashon of ayat at mekudeshesli has to make sense also in the pashta de milsa. The pashta de milsa of ayat mekudeshesli is that you're a miyuchedesli, and it has to be. And therefore, the isuli alma, which is the gemara's definition of mekudeshes, has to relate to the pashta de milsa, which is that the isur comes from the yichud. Whereas the gemara's drasha. More like saying a homiletic pshat in mekudeshesli. But there's also a pashtu demilsa, and they're connected. Mekudeshesli and pashtu demilsa in pshutei shel loshon means you're miyuchad to me. In the lishna of the rabbanon, they like this loshon because it has an implication that she's asu l'kuli alma because of the yichud li, which is the pashtu demilsa. So that's why it's a lishna of the rabbanon, because I like this loshon, because it has this double sense. It's like a double intan. You're miyuchad to me, but by being miyuchad to me, you become asu l'kuli alma l'kehektish. That's what Tosfos being Moisif on the, just if we just read the Gemara, that the Li over here, the Oslo Kulyal Mekahektish, is connected to the Pashto de Milso that I'm being Miyached, the woman, to me. And therefore Tosfos says that by a Talis, you don't have that. Yes, you're asking the Talis of Kulyalma, but the Isser of Kulyalma is not because the Talis is Miyuchot to you. Now, again, here we have to know. If we're talking about Gezel, I'm not so sure I understand what Tosfos is saying. I mean, not guess. If we're talking about stealing, if we're talking about buying, acquiring a talis, and the asrin l'kul yalma is I'm asrin l'kul yalma the iser gezel. So why is that against the pashto de milsa? I'm being miyachad the talis to me that I'm the bailim, and therefore nobody else can steal it. So why does Tosfos feel that by a talis it doesn't work in the pashto de milsa? If you learn a Tosfos moment in the case of neder. So then, I do understand. Tosfos is saying, if I only had the Gemara, so I could, the Lashon would make sense. The Talis is also the Kuli Alma, Bishvili, because of my Neder. But the Talis not also the Kuli Alma because it's Miyuchot to me. That's not true. The fact that it's Miyuchot to me doesn't make it also Bahano. So therefore, it doesn't work in the Pashto de Milsa. That's maybe a mile into learning. Al-Kapon, it's certainly Mashman Tosfos Rosh. Other Achayim understood Tosfos differently, but we have the Tosfos Rosh. It's Mashman Tosfos Rosh. The Hemshech HaDorim Tosfos Rosh is that if I only had the Gemara, and I only knew about the Gemara, so I could apply this Lashon to a Talis too. But Tosfos being Moisif, he thinks that the Gemara's Asla Kulyal Mekehekdish flows from the Pashto de Milsa. It's not Mafkia from the Pashto de Milsa. The Pashto de Milsa is that the Ish is Miyuchedis to me. And therefore, we can add on that this extra idea. She's miyuchedis to me. That itself is not a lashon of kinyan, but she's miyuchedis to me. And the being miyuchedis to me makes it that she's also the kuli alma. And that's the totality of the lashon of kilushin. And that's why it doesn't make sense by a talis, because by a talis you have the element of also the kuli alma, but you don't have the element of the issu the kuli alma flowing from the pashto de milsa, from the yichud to the yichud to the person. And Mestama, if that's the case, that's why Tosfos added the pashto de milsa. Because Tosfos was bothered by Matzino. We don't find anywhere that it should be a lashon of kinyan, that a person should be able, or a lashon of neder. Talazem a kudish li, slay matzli shemanu mi olam, that's a lashon of kinyan of a talis, or a lashon of how to be madir a talis. Why not? Just as good as the ish, just as good as kiddush isha. The same way this is a good lashon for kiddush isha, so why isn't this the lashon of the rabbanon for nedarim, or on the other interpretation, the lishna derabbanon for kinyanim. So he says no, because this lishna derabbanon is based on the pashto de milsa, and therefore it's only appropriate to an isha. We have this particular element that it's the yichud that creates the isha. Okay, right, we're going to go on for the time being. This Tosis is a peg on which the Achrayim hang a discussion about the connection between the Yichud of Kiddushin and the Isser Lekuli Alma. There is a very fascinating discussion about it. I think I want to give you a Maor Mokum. It's not for today, obviously, but take a look at it, and maybe tomorrow or Sunday we'll talk about it. It's worth seeing. There's a Zecher Yitzchak, a Bitzel Panavisha. Zecher Yitzchak, Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Ches. And it's the first, Anaf Aleph. Anaf Beis is about something else entirely. It was a letter. Anaf Beis, he went to a different topic, but only Anaf Aleph. It's good to see. And we'll just interesting, fascinating stuff. Then we'll talk about it. Yeah, let's go on to the Gemara. So the Gemara. V'nisni ocha ish kaina. I say, why does it say ish niknes? Let it say ish kaina. The same way over there, it says ish mekadesh. Let it say over here, ish kaina. Says the Gemara, mishin kubayim, v'nisni seifu, v'kainas atzma v'dido, tananami reisho v'dido. I can't, I couldn't say that he's makna oiso, because he's not makna when he dies. No, I'm sorry, Gemara, yes. But nisni aish kainu makna. Mishum di kamisa sabal, the rabbi, you come makna. Min shmayu de kamakna. Even if Mrs. Sabal is a matter, we talked about the other day, even if you say it's a matter, but he's not doing it. It happens, he's not the agent. The reason why it says Isha Niknes is to make the point that you need Dasa Isha. What else does no Rashi in this? The Maseres HaShas, he brings a steer in Rashi. Whatever. Anyway, there's Agoya. They bring a steer in Rashi. I'm not sure who it is. Maybe every Shai pick. Anyway, what's the steer in Rashi? Tell me, what's the steer in Rashi? The source. How do you know that he needs Dasa Yishu by Kiddushin? So what does Rashi say later on in Dachman Dalet Amud Aleph? That's my. What does Rashi say in Yevamos? So Drasha. V'yotze v'hoysel yisachar v'mitayt v'mashmah. I guess you could say that Postix Megalo, you need Das Machna. That's the most name of a Postix answer. Postix Megalo, you have to have Das Machna. I guess there would have been a having been by Kedushin. Maybe you don't need Das Machna. Even though by normal Kinyonim, you always do have to have Das Machna. Maybe Kedushin is different. Kedushin is Ishus. Maybe it doesn't work the regular Dharma with Kinyonim. So Torah says, no, you have to have Das Isha. And Memelo, that's a Gili that it doesn't work with the regular Dharma, you need to have Das Machna. That would be an inexpensive answer. There is another answer which is like out there, and it's raised. At least it's face at Bashkof Rishina, very beautiful answer. I don't know if it has anybody's name attached to it. And that is that the two Rashis, you have to look at the context of the two Rashis. What's the context of the Rashi in Yevamos? Somebody know?
Yibum.
Maimer. Kiddushin Maimer. There's a chalik of Rebbe and Chachamim. If Kiddushin Maimer need to ask a Yishu now. Rebbe says Maimer is Bal Kocha. And Chachamim say, you know, Maimer is only Vipassana. Chachamim, Maimer is only Midaito. So the Gemara explains, what's Pshat in Rebbe? Because he learns Maimer, Maimer is the Rabbonim. But the model is Yibum. Talking about Yibum. Yibum is Bal Kocha, so Maimer is also Bal Kocha. Chum say, no, the model is not Yibum. The model for Maimer, since it's a Maimer of Kiddushin, the model is Kiddushin. And Kiddushin needs Das. Then Rashi says, the reason why Kiddushin needs Das is because of the Drasha. So, maybe we could say, thus saith the Reb. Maybe we could say that that over there you can't use the svar of das machia. You can't say if you listen needs das isha because you need das machia. Why? Somebody.
Because
it's a zikar. And even this is svar. It has a lesson in a few places. Isha hiknu le min hashemayim. That's perhaps why I mean it's a kosher, but that's the passage why Yibum doesn't have to have das isha. She's hiknu le min hashemayim. You don't need that is. It's not a matter of. That's a lesson. Isha hiknu le min hashemayim. So you don't need das machne because she's not machne. The Torah is machne. Min hashemayim the machne. Yibum itself. How are you claiming Yibum? By Yibum, how are you claiming Yibum? Where's the das machne? The answer is Isha hiknu le min hashemayim. So if you don't need her to be machne. So, Maimer is a quasi Yibum. In a way, that's Rebbe's title, really. Rebbe says Maimer is bakarcha because it's modeled on Yibum. Meaning, in the context of Yibum, why should you have to have das? So Meila Rashi over there didn't want to say you need it as das machne. Shiny. So therefore says Rashi, no, you need das by kiddushin because it's exerts hakosuf. Why is that better? Because if it's exerts hakosuf, that means it's not because of das machne. Das machne as a category would not be applicable to maimer. Kiddushin is a machne, but by maimer there's no machne. He shikul even a shemayim. Says Rashi, no, but this exerts hakosuf. Exerts hakosuf says that you need das aisha, not because you need das machne. You need das aisha because it's an element in what? It's a din in the Shivish language. It's a din in what? It's a din in the Maisa Kiddushin. The Maisa Kiddushin can only be affected with das aisha. That already could apply to Maimer as well. Maimer is a Maisa Kiddushin. Therefore, there Rashi has to say that you need Dasa Isha as part of the Maisa Kiddushin. That already we could then extrapolate from Kiddushin to Maimer. The Maisa Kiddushin needs Dasa Isha. Because it says, we also have a Midai Tamashma. What about on Dachmim Dalit? There Rashi does use the words Das Machmim. Right? Have Xeris and Kosl. What's the context over there in Daf Mandala? It's already put up a little bit. Context over there is we have, first of all, Machlekes Rebbe and Chacham and Mishnah in Gittin, Samach Dalet, by a Naira was being Machama Leget. Chachamim say, this is by Get, it's a Mishnah in Gittin, Samach Dalet on the base. I think Samach Dalet on the base. Chachamim say that a Naira, he via via, Mekabu Mezgita. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein shtei yadayim zeiches ka'achas. You can't have two yadayim functioning at the same time. Aviyah v'loyit. The Gemara over there explains, Chacham say, that even though the Torah gave the father a yad for Kabbalah Saget, it's a yad yiseyah. So there's two yadayim. There's an extra yad. If you be yisayim, it'll be one yad. And now there's two yadayim. And the Chacham Rav Yehuda said, no, ain't shtei yadayim. Can't be shtei yadayim. Ain't shtei yadayim. Like Haskacha. So it's aviyah v'lohi. The father has a yad and not the daughter. That's the Mishnah Gittin. Now comes along the Shaila. What about Kiddushin? Is Kiddushin analogous or not? Or what did Chacham hold in regard to Kiddushin? Machlekes about the issues in Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda is no question, but in Chachamim. So it's Machlekes between whom? Yerchanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says it's the same thing. He also, Gemara says later in the bottom of Dalet, the Rabbi Yerchanan was he screamed in the Beis Medrash, "Yotze v'hoisa." Reish Lakish, I mean, he screamed in the Beis Medrash, "Yotze v'hoisa." Look at the Ashkenaz, nobody listened. But Reish Lakish says, "Yotze v'hoisa." And therefore, kimachleikis v'gerushin, kach machleikis v'kiddushin. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, it's Yibayavir. Same as by gerushin. The Rav Yochanan says, no. By Kiddushin, everybody agrees. It's only Aviv. And not her. Aviv Levi. Ask the Gemara, what's Pshat Rav Yochanan? What's the difference between Gerushin and Kiddushin? If by Gerushin we say that God Yisrael is also learned from Anna, why not say the same thing by Kiddushin? So in the Gemara you have two answers. A Lushna Kama and a Lushna Basra. Lushna Kama says what? What? Bafkas Asma Mishusim. That by a get, the Mishnah Gittin, she's Machneses Asma Lushusavir. And therefore, she could be. She has the ad. She could also be makabel. By get. And by kiddushin, he's mafkas asma rishus avia. Taking himself out of the father's rishus, and therefore, skibi avia. Rashi says it's strange. I mean, Chorus, Rashi's pshat in the Gemara is that by get, which is machneses hatsum rishus aviyos, so the father's nichol, she should be mekabel. By kiddushin, that she's machkas hatsum rishus aviyos, so the father's not nichol, she should be mekabel. A little bit strange far. Usually people are happier by the daughter's marriage than by the divorce, but okay, I don't know. So on Yad somehow. In the Yad, the father's more nichol. Yeah, and he's a husband, that Gemara, but. It's not our concern right now. That's Lishna Kama. And this Lishna Kama, the Gemara is a kasha. What's the kasha? What did I say?
It's only a via, right?
By Kiddushin. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wrote it backwards. Kiddushin is only a via. So by he. And by. But to bear in mind, this whole thing is within Chacham. There's nothing to talk about. Even by get, it's only the father. So Kol Shekin by Kiddushin. In Chachamim, we have this whole Machon. So the Gemara has a kasha in this Mishnah time. Anybody remember what the kasha is? Maimon. The Gemara is from Rabbi Sabai Maimon. In fact, the Gemara is an article. In fact, the Gemara is from Rabbi Sabai. The Gemara asks, What about Maimer? By Maimer, we have a Braiso that says, Yibi Avio. But Maimer should also be Machneses Atzma, Mafkas Atzma Mishus Avio. By this theory, it should be Avio Velohi. So, Gemara slugs up the Lishna Tam. So then the Gemara has a Lishna Basra. Putting this all up now because it'll be helpful later if we make it today. What's the Lishna Basra? Different distinction from get and giving and kiddushin. And by get, what? What's the Lishna Basra? You don't need das. It's bakarcha. Therefore, it's hibi of you. But by kiddushin, it's midayt. You need das. I forget the lashon gemara. Midayt. You need das. And therefore, avio v'lohi says Rashi. This is the Rashi because you need das machne, and the father is the machne, not the daughter. That's the Rashi about das machne. Here says the Rebbe. Rashi needs to say that's machne. Rashi can't use the gzeres hakosav of a yotzev ha'os. It is gzeres hakosav that you have to have das. Why not? Because the gzeres hakosav that you have to have das, we said, is a din in the ma'aseh kiddushin. If it's a din in the ma'aseh kiddushin, the act of kiddushin needs to have das. So why is that a reason that you need that it should be a viyav lohi? If she's doing the Maisa Kiddushin, so what's wrong with her having the Das? Right, we're going to Chachamim. Chachamim basically hold that he'll be. She should have a Yad. God Yisrael is Dr. Rechmanu. She has a Yad. So she's doing the Maisa Kiddushin. So even if there's a din in the Maisa Kiddushin that it needs das, but whose das presumably would you need? Her das. So if you only need her das, so then what's the more? So why is that a reason to say Avivalahi? She'll be makabel the Kiddushin and she'll have the das for the Maisa Kiddushin. Therefore, Rashi has to say, no, but there's a different reason why you have to have das. Because you have to have das makneh. Kiddushin has to have das makneh. Das makneh, who's the makneh? The father's the makneh, because she's bishul, and Nair is bishul of you, for kiddushin. The kesef kiddushin also goes to the father. So there, that's why Rashi over here has to say das makneh. The adkan, the rain. Very, very beautiful. So it comes out that there's two dinim. There's two dinim in das makneh, why you have to have das isha. Why you have to have das isha by kiddushin. There's one halacha that you have to have dasa isha because of exeris hakosuv of yotzev oisu, and that's a halacha in what in the ma'aseh kiddushin could apply even to maimer because you may not need any das makne by maimer because ishi gilu imen shemayim, but the ma'aseh kiddushin needs to have das. Then there's another halacha besides that by real kiddushin, not by maimer, by real kiddushin. There's another halacha that besides the das for the ma'aseh kiddushin, you need to have das makne. And the nafkamina is that you have to have dafka the das of the father, according to Rabbi Yochanan, not the das of the daughter, because the machne is the father, not the daughter. She may be doing the maisik kiddushin, but she's not the machne, and you have to have das machne. So that's why Rashi had to use, Rashi bedafka used a different reason in kiddushin than he did by Yavamas, because it's different idonim. In Yavamas, we're talking about my mirror case, we don't need das, we don't need any das machne, because yishik lo limit shemayim, but you need das in the maisik kiddushin. And the other in kiddushin, later on, nafim balad, We want to show that it's not enough to have the das of the person who's doing the ma'aseh kiddushin, namely the daughter. We need the das of the father. That can't be because of yotzev oisah. That has to be else. Das makne. Kamei reit. However, just chareh bam kashanus. Because the Gemara goes on and asks, how can Rabbi Yochanan say that you need to have that by kiddushin it's aviyav lahi? By kiddushin, it's aviyav lahi because it's midaito. Ask the Gemara, what about maimer? It's the Gemara's kashya. What about maimer? Maimer, it says in the brayso. Same kashya Gemara asked before. By maimer, it says he viyaviyo that she could be makabel. And by maimer, the chori also have to have das. Ask the Gemara. What about maimer? Where it says he viyaviyo, you can see it says in the brayso he viyaviyo. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers that the Brice is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Maimri doesn't need das. If Maimri doesn't need das, then there's no, then it's like get, then it's Vakok and it's Hibiyovi. That's the Gemara's answer. And the Lishna Kam, the Gemara couldn't answer that. Because Lishna Kam is not a function of das, it's a function of Machmesis or Mafkas. Maimri, at the end of the day, is Mafkas as Mishusavil. That's why the Gemara rejected Lishna Kam. But in Mishnah Basra, we have this solution. It's totally in das and not das. The Gemara thought, well, Maimer needs das, so it should be only the father, not the daughter. The Gemara answers, well, that the Brice is going like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Shach Tari of the Gemara. So Dovi's pointing out, 1 second, what's going on over here? We just said that by Maimer you need das, only das for the Maisa Kiddushin. You need das for the Maisa Kiddushin, true, but you don't need das Makne, because Ishi Yikolei Men HaShemayim. So what's the Gemara's Kashi for Maimer? Yeah, of course by Maimer it's Hiviyaviyo. Maimer needs das, true, but it only needs das in the Maisa Kiddushin. The daughter should also have das for the Maisa Kiddushin. Why is that that's not comparable to the case of regular Kiddushin where you need das makna? So the Chorus Gemara is Kasha, not a Kasha. So this is a Pircha on this whole way. It's a fact. That's what they ask. The cash is also part of it. So let's see. What can we say about this? The word itself is very, very beautiful. I mean, what you could say, we could just walk away, you know. Shem kibal nischarla drisha, kach nikabal nischarla prisha. And we could say, forget it, the raid didn't work. And we'll just say that in a chrami, that the gzeres hakosuv is megala, we need das makne, or it's a steer in Rashi, but the gzeres hakosuv, the mice is a das makne, the galacha. and finished. We'll just throw it away. Well, look, maybe we can still salvage. Some pieces. We'll see. Maybe more than some pieces. Let's have a gash in your bums. And let's just be less ambitious and not try to reconcile the two rashes. Well, just for the time being, just focus on rashing your bums, and we'll, without feeling any obligation to be the ash of it with rashing kiddush. So Rashi Yavona says that the reason why you need das bayi, you need das ta'isha, is because of Xeris HaKosu. So we could ask ourselves, you know, why do Rashi have to say it's Xeris HaKosu? What's wrong with saying you need das matna? I mean, that, even without it being a steer in Rashi, because you know, a steer in Rashi, we may not be able to help. But even if we're not going to try to be the Asher of the Steer Rashi, Rashi and Yavamas, it needs an explanation in its own right. You know, an intelligent reader should ask himself, why does Rashi have to provide Xeris HaKosu? It's not a Gemara anyway. This Xeris HaKosu, the Rashi tells us, the Yotze Lo'isim Yidaitim Ashma, it's Xeris HaKosu the Rashi made up, as far as I know. And as far as wiser people than me, no. Rashi's Drosha. It's so obviously calling for an explanation to Rashi. Why didn't he say Pashut they need das matna? So this much of the raid, I think, certainly we should use, and say that Rashi didn't want to say it's halacha of das matna, because if it would be just a regular halacha of das matna, it would not be applicable to Maimon. The Gemara applies it to Maimon too. That's the Gemara in Yavamas. The Chachamim say Maimon needs das because it's learned out from Kiddushin. If the whole reason why Kiddushin is das is because you need das machne, so what does that do with Maimer? Maimer is ishe hiknu loy min ha-shamayim. And therefore, we'll say, ko'omer, I said before, this much we're just going to go with, that it's exactly a kosher practice. The din of das by Kiddushin and by extension by Maimer is exactly a kosher. And exactly a kosher is taka nothing to do with das machne. It's just a exactly a kosher that you need das ish. In a way, right now we're just sort of retracing the path of the raid, but we're not going to take it so far as the raid. Well, you'll see in a minute. But right now we're really just going back over the same tracks. But we'll say it must be that there's a halacha of exactly a kosov that you need das isha, and it's nothing to do with das machne. It's a din in the ma'aseh kiddushin, like I said before, that you have to have das, and therefore it's din in the ma'aseh kiddushin. So Rashi, you have to have. So it's a din of the ma'aseh kiddushin. Different maimer also has to happen. Now, then there's a problem, because if in fact das ha'isha is just exeris ha'kosov, it's nothing to do with das machne, and it's halacha in the ma'aseh ha'kiddushin. So then, why does the Gemara in kiddushin, Rashi and Yavamas also has to be aware there's a Gemara in kiddushin. Why does the Gemara in Kiddushin assume that it's the father who has to have the das and not the daughter? That was the raised question, really. Bishlomo, if it's halach and das machne, the father's the machne. But now that you're telling me it's halach in the maisa Kiddushin, so why does the Gemara in Kiddushin assume that it belongs to the father and not to the daughter? Now here we're going to part ways with the raid. The raid is the Gemara in Kiddushin is a different halacha. Taka das machne, that has nothing to do with Maimer. Then we made a problem. The Gemara talks about Maimer. This is where we're parting ways. But we're at this juncture. We have to deal with this. If das ha'isha by Kiddushin is not because you need das machne, maybe Kiddushin doesn't need das machne. But it's maybe Kiddushin doesn't need das machne. But certainly, as far as to say, it doesn't need das machne. There's a famous round that the isha not machne itself by Kiddushin. It just allows the Baal to be koner because it says kiikach or kisikach. It's possible we could find ways to say maybe you don't need das machne by kiddushin. It's just halacha in the ma'aseh kiddushin you need to have das ha'isha. Okay, fine. But then explain to me, why is it only the father and not the daughter? What's up with the father? The daughter also has a yad to be makabel, to be makabel her get. So why can't she be makabel her kiddushim? I need das machne. I need das. Yeah, you need das in the maises. No, she's doing the maises. She has the das. So again, just to reiterate, it's at this point that the standard received rave would say that yes, there's another halacha called das machne that's only by kiddushin and not by maimer and so on. But we ran into problems with that. But there is a question. So I think the answer is this. Maybe this is some an important thing, important for later on. We'll see if it's also to talk about this. Go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Gittin says, Hiva via makabel miskit. Says the Gemara, Yad Yisayir Zochel Arachmon. The Torah gave the father a Yad, but that's Yad Yisayir Zochel Arachmon. But it doesn't preclude that she also has a Yad. So there's a discussion in Rishonim over there. Which Yad is the Yad Yisayir? Which is the first Yad? People say, there's an extra Yad. Which is the extra Yad? Which is the primary Yad? Shitas Ramban, later on in Ish Makadosh, is that the father's yad is the primary yad. Her yad is only a shlichus from the yad of yad. That's Ramban's whole shita, that the Torah made her a shliach of the father, but it's really the yad of the father that's primary. But Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos is that her yad is primary. Her yad is primary. Rashi says, her yad, listen Rashi, is kidekai makaimu. If she didn't have a father, she would have a yad. So now that she has a father, she has the same yad that she would have had if she didn't have a father. The yad yaseir is that if there is a father, he also gets the yad. But her yad is separate and independent than the yad of the father. The kaima kaima. Tosis also there in Gittin, Samagdalek says that her yad, Tosis, yoda ikar. Her yad is the main yad. Even if she would be a son, she would have a yad. So she has a yad now also. The father's yad is it. It's a little bit negated to the shayla. I'm not going to go into it right now. A little bit negated to the shayla. What if she's a ketana and can she be makabel leget? Rabban said no, because she can't be a shliach of the father. Ketana can't be a shliach. And Tosfos says, and Rashi also says that Acha Chazon. There's a Chazon and Rashi about it, but Tosfos and Rashi hold that even a ketana can be makabel leget, because if she was a yeshiva, she could be makabel leget as a ketana. Ketana can be makabel leget. So now that she has a father, what's the difference? She's not acting as a shliach of the father, but she should have to be a naira. She has the same yad that she would have had if she's a yisrael. That's what Rashi and Tosfos both say. Her yad is kedekaima kaima loshen Rashi. Tosfos loshen is yoda ikker. She's not coming because of the father. She has her own independent yad. The father is also a yad yisrael. If there's a father, Torah was mizak gave him a yad too. But her yad is the same yad that she would have had fatherless. That's so. Lachayim ask. I'm a gemara for Rashi's. Take a look. This I didn't just tell you. Look at Memdal in the base. This is mamish deep in the lumbus of which we're going to have later on. How does it work when the daughter when you know, how does this work the father and the daughter when like Kabbalah's kedushin Kabbalah's again? Take a look. Gemara says. Could she send a shliach to him in Kabbal again? What's the shaila? Is she an extension of the yad avia, or is she just the chotzer avia? If she's kiyad aviyo, so just like the father can make a shliach, ma aviyo mishmash v'shliach, afinami mash v'shliach, mashvay v'shliach. I don't make a chotzer aviyo damyo. And a chotzer can't make a shliach. V'adam ati gittul yodol e megarsha. So the Gemara rejects this. She's about not a chotzer, she's not, it's not a chotzer mishtameris. And we're saying, that's a wrong way to put the question. Go down a few lines. Elo lo ilam pshita loch. You have it? The line begins, l'das aviyo elo. L'das aviyo. Says anyway, Ella Loilam Shita de Chiyada Vyadana. Avada, she's a Yad, she's not a Chotzer. Not a Chotzer, Mishtamer, it doesn't work with Dine Chotzer. But still, we have a Shaila. Can she make a Shliach? Because Vahokikam Iboilam. Mialima Chiyada Vyadana Shavi E Shliach Eloi. Is she as she's Kiyad Aviyo, but is she Olim like the Yad Aviyo, or is she not as Olim, as strong as the Yad Aviyo? The father can send the Shliach. She is Kiyad Aviyo, but she's not Olim Kiyad Aviyo. She can't make the Shliach. So how do you ask? What's going on? Mamish Perish is Steer. It says in this Gemara that her Yad is only derivative from the Yad of the father, Ad Kedekach, that she's actually less independent than the father. The father, he's the primary Yad, he could even make a Shliach. She's only derivative from the Yad Aviyah, and therefore she can't act as an independent agent to be Mimana Shliach without the father. So it says in this Gemara, Mefarish in this Gemara, that the primary Yad is the Yad of the father, and she's only an extension of the Yad of the father, and not even independent, she can't make her own Shliach. How does that stim? With Rashi and Tosfos and Gittin, Samach Dalet, who say that her Yad is the Kaima Kaima, she's the same Yad that she would be if she didn't have a father. The Yad Yisrael is the father. Rashi and Tosfos, Yod Iker. So Yod Iker, so it's nothing to do with the father, so why can't she make a Shliach? Mamashab says, Stira Nero.
Gittin's about Kedushin or?
Gittin, both about Gittin. So I think the answer is that there's two issues here. There's one issue, which is the Torah says Menosim Biyoma. The Mokom of Menasina Seged is the other issue. We have a Nidoin. The Mokom when there's a father. Is her Yad still the Mokom, the primary Mokom of Menasina Seged? That was the act of giving a get, the act of giving a get is to put the get into Yad Ish, into her hand. Is that different when she has a father? When she has a father, maybe the nature of get now changes. Maybe now the nature of the Maisa Gerishin is to put the get into the father's Rishus, into the father's Yad. And she can only be Makabalit as an extension of the father's Yad. So Rashi and Tosfos both say, no, that's not how it works. That's the Ramah holds, yeah, that's how it works. The father, it has to be given to the father's rishus. She could be a shliach, and then it's the father's rishus. But Rashi and Tosfos no. But the venos and biyoda didn't change. The primary meaning of venos and biyoda is that the get should be put into her hand. And that's the Rashi and Tosfos over there in Gittin. Yoda can be kai b'kai. Then there's a different issue. Granted that Nesinas HaGet means putting the get into her hand. But who is the Bailim on the Maisa Kabbalah HaGet? Le'inyin, for example, who has a right to delegate the Maisa Kabbalah HaGet? That has to do with the Bailus on the Maisa Kabbalah. Here already the Gemara assumes the Maisa Kabbalah, since she's Rishus Aviyah, the Bailam on the Maisa Kabbalah is the father and not the boy. The get has to be put primarily into the Yad Abbas, and only by extension the Yad Yisera into the Yad Aviyah, but primarily the Mokum the Sinas get into the Yad Abbas. But the Bailam on that Maisa, on that Kabbalah, the Bailam on the Kabbalah again is the father. In whose Rishus she is, and not the and into whose Rishus she's going, and not the and not the and not the daughter. Let's you can put again into her chotzer too. But the bailim is not the bailim in the Kabbalah Saget is not the chotzer; it's her. She is the. She has the authority over the Kabbalah Saget. She could delegate the Kabbalah Saget to somebody else. So the fact that she could delegate the Kabbalah Saget, that's true. Yishu can make a Shliach Tim Kabbalah Saget. Let's say normally an adult Yishu, she can make a Shliach Tim Kabbalah Saget. Because she's a, even though Get doesn't need her Das, but she is the Bailam of the Maisa Kabbalah Saget. She could delegate the Maisa Kabbalah Saget. What it says in the Gemara Mamdala Mabes is that the Maisa Kabbalah Saget, by a Naira who has a father, The Bailim and the Mais is the father, not the daughter. It's the father who can make a shliach, for example, and not the daughter. Because she's not a Bailim and that Mais. It's nothing to do with Rashi and Tosfos and Gittin. Rashi and Tosfos and Gittin are just saying that the Mokam Nesina is Biyoda. It's the Yada Isha. And by extension, the Yada Father. But she's not. The Mokam Nesina is the Yada Isha is going to Kaima Kaima. Her Yad is the same Yad that she would have had if she's a Yusan. So she's doing the Kabbalah with her Yad. But the Bailus over that Kabbalah is still the Father. The Bailam over that Kabbalah is still the Father. I think it's important going forward, it's going to be a very important distinction. So Mimela, so now like this. So now I have a Gzeres HaKosuf that you have to have Das HaIsha. Yotzev HaHoysa. Yidaita Masha. And we're saying that it's nothing to do with Das Machna. Because it applies to Maimer, and by Maimer there's no Machna, Yishik, Lim, and Hashemayim. But just Gzeres HaKosuf, you have to have Das HaIsha. We said before, it's Halacha in the Maisa Kiddush. It's Halacha in the Maisa Kabbalah. It has to be with Das. But now I want to know, but who's Das? The father or the daughter? The Gemara Kiddushin takes for granted that it's the Das of the father, not the Das of the daughter. And we asked, why the Das of the father? Rashi and Yevamos implies that it's not a din of Das Machne, it's just a Xeris HaKosu, that the Maisa Kabbalah needs to have Das. So if it's a Xeris HaKosu that the Maisa has to have Das, so why should it be the Das of the father? Let it be the Das of the Bas. The Gemara Kiddushin says that it's the Das of the Father. Get this. If you need Das, you need the Das of the Father. Like Kiddushin, when you need Das, it has to be the Das of the Father. The answer is, yes, it's true that for Yotzer Roi says, not Halach and Das Machne, that's why it's applicable to Maimer. Maimer, you don't need Das Machne. So it must be it's Halach in the Maisa Kabbalah. But if the Torah says that the Maisa Kabbalah needs Das, so who is the logical address for that Das? The physical Yad, the person whose Yad is attached by skin and bones to them, or the person who's the Bailim and the Maisa Kabbalah? About it, when Das, if the Torah says exactly because we need Das, the Das that we're looking for is the Das of the person who's the Bailim on this Maisa Kabbalah. The Bailim and the Maisa Kabbalah is the father and not the daughter. Even by a get, for example, here you might see it, even by a get, where there is no Das Machne, Gershon's got Bal Korcha. So there's certainly no such category as Das Machne by a get. We still saw that there is a notion that the father is the Bailam and the Maisa Kabbalah, not the daughter. Le'inyin, not only anybody's consent, but Le'inyin, that the father can make a shliach and the daughter can't. So you see, who's the Bailam and the Maisa Kabbalah and the Maisa Kabbalah again? Again, it's nothing to do with Das Machne. By Gerishin, there's no such thing as Das Machne. But nonetheless, the father is the father is the Bailam and the Maisa Kabbalah. The father can delegate the Kabbalah to get the daughter can't. So the father is the Bailam and the Maisa Kabbalah. And who didn't by Kiddushin? The father, according to Chachamim, the father is the Bailam and the Maisa Kabbalah to Kiddushin, not the daughter. So now you have Xeris HaKosu V'yotzo V'hoiso, that the Maisa Kabbalah to Kiddushin needs to have Das. Who's Das? Not the Das of the physical Yad. You need the Das of the Bailam and the Maisa Kabbalah. The Bailam and the Maisa Kabbalah is the father. So, but often that I think Rashi and Yevamos, if that's the case, is like we could work. We have a Rashi and Yevamos that'll take care of. We'll work in both suits. Again, with this Mahalak, we're not answering the Steer and Rashi, because now we're saying that that whole Mahalak of answer of. Well, I don't want to retrace the whole thing. It's not so ambitious as the raid. The raid was answering the Steer and Rashi. How come Rashi and Yevamos talked about the Xeris HaKosuv, and Rashi and Kiddushin talked about the Das Machne? So he said, well, you need the Xeris HaKosuv by Maimer, but that wouldn't explain to me why it has to be the father. In Kiddushin, we have to explain why it has to be the father, so we have to come on to Das Machne. But then we ran aground, because the Gemara itself in Kiddushin talks about Maimer. So now I'm saying, okay, we're not going to try to be Miyashiv, right? At least today, we're not going to try to Miyashiv with Steer and Rashi. We'll live with the Steer and Rashi. the end of the world. We're just going to explain Rashi and Yevamos in his own terms. Rashi and Yevamos, who learns that it's not a din of das makna, it's a gzeres hakosu. And presumably Rashi's agenda over there is because by Mari we don't need to have das makna. So it must be that das ha'isha is not a das makna de kaloch. It's a gzeres hakosu of the kaloch. Maybe you don't need das makna at all by kiddushin. It's a gzeres hakosu. But how is he going to learn the Gemara how is Rashi and Yevamos going to learn the Gemara in kiddushin? Why is the Gemara in kiddushin assume that the address for the das is the father, not the daughter? So that I'm right. That's what I'm explaining. That even if you don't need das machne, and just the halacha in the Maisa HaKabbalah that it has to be just a kosu, the Yotzev Oisa, the Maisa HaKabbalah Sakilushin needs das, still the Gemara takes for granted that it's the father's das and not the daughter, because the father is the Bailam of the Maisa HaKabbalah. And the Raya is from the Gemara Mandala and Mabes, that talks about a get where there's no such thing as das machne, and the Gemara says that the father can make a shliach and not the daughter, because what does that mean? Because the father, who makes a shliach? When you're a Bailam and a Maisa, you can make a shliach. Get out of Bailam and a Maisa, you can't make a shliach. And that's always the litmus test. What determines a Maisa in which you're a Bailam? Something which you can make a shliach. For example, you have halacha that something that you can make a shliach for, you can make a tanayim. Something which you could delegate to a shliach, you could also make a tanayim. Something that you can't delegate to a shliach, you can't make a tanayim. It's a Gemara in a few places. What's the idea of avana? Something you can give over to a shliach means you're a Bailam. If you're a Bailam, you can make a tanayim. Something you can't give over to a shliach, that means that you're not a Bailam on it, so then you can't make a tanayim. You see that idea? The fact that the father can make a shliach and not the daughter is evidence of the fact that it's the father who's the Bailam on the Maisa Kabbalah, not the daughter. So if there's exactly a kosu, you have to have das, it stands to reason that the das we want is the das of the father, not the das of the daughter. So therefore, Rashi and Yevamos is adequate to explain not only the Gemara in Yevamos, but the Gemara in Kiddushin as well. Because it doesn't stay with Rashi and Kiddushin. Okay, that we're not trying to bring Rashi. Okay, that's for today. There is a way. Okay. There is a way to still be miyash of the steer and Rashi along the lines of the raid. But obviously, there's no time to talk about it today. We're going to do it tomorrow. We never. Maybe somebody could figure it, could start to see their way to it. But the clue is you have to read the whole Gemara of Dalai Ralph till like halfway down. Read the sugi till the end of the discussion, and maybe there's a way out to salvage the raid and the first mile till we get here today. Okay. Mm-hmm.